So what kinds of things will you be doing as a coach in this preparation stage? Certainly you will want to be looking at what does wellness and well-being mean for your clients. If they are working with you to bring about, raise their wellness and their well-being, then you need to be thinking about the dimensions of wellness. What dimensions do they feel form their wellness in the future, or their wellness at the moment and the wellness going forward? You want to be looking at which seem to be the most important aspects of that. From that will come a greater clarity about what it is that they want to change about those different dimensions, how that fits together, and how they want to go about that. Again, using the systems tool will help you here in terms of thinking about the relationships that they have around them, how they feel about those relationships, whether they are supportive, not supportive, i.e. a threat to the change, and how many of them are ambivalent, and spend some time also looking at what they feel they can do to change those relationships, and also working on strategies to change those relationships to bring about the greatest number of supportive relationships for them. In their work environments, if they're employed or run their own business or manage a business, again, it's important to scrutinize the system of the work environment. If they are in a leadership role or at the top of a management team, there may be issues around disclosure about what they feel they can and can't talk about, the fact that they may have to model and present a certain kind of persona to their workforce. These kinds of issues are important. If they're somewhere else in an organization, how supportive is the team? What is the team culture? What is the group culture? It's extremely hard, for instance, to reduce your eating intake, for instance, you know, if the team gets in donuts every day at 11 o'clock in the morning. So these kinds of practical matters are important, because it is going to be important that the client understands where their risk elements are and what the impact of some of these changes might be. One of the big trade-offs, of course, with change is around social connection and feeling part of a group. And if the changes you want to make are going to effectively eject you from some of the activities of that group, whatever those activities are, be it, you know, going down to the pub for a drink, or going to a bar for a drink, or, you know, going out to nightclubs, or, you know, having donuts at 11 o'clock in the morning, etc., etc. It's important that these are talked about before the changes are implemented, so that the client has strategies that they can bring into play to manage the feelings that arise, that they can have other compensating activities that they can engage in that will allow them to navigate away from one group into another. So really an all-round approach to preparation is really important.